and then we went out for coffee and look who it is.
We were just talking about your girlfriend.
Hey, stud. Fancy meeting you here.
You remember us, right? You know, we've only met once or twice, so maybe we should remind you. I'm Lupin.
I'm Glimmer.
And I'm Alice. But you remembered us, right? As if you could forget your girlfriend's hot friends.
Alice, you're awful. But you do find us attractive, right?
It's okay to answer. Your girl said we could, so don't worry.
Oh, he's blushing. And look at his pants. He does like us.
Don't be embarrassed. Although you are quite adorable when you're shy. You're always telling her that, you know.
We talk about everything. She's told us all about what you two get up to in private. What kind of relationship you have. How you like it when she gets all bossy.
Some of us may have mentioned how jealous we were. It's tough to find a good boy like you. You're quite the catch. Oh, hey, Lupin. Don't forget to stop the car. We wouldn't want to be interrupted.
Oh, don't worry, darling. Everything is fine. Just relax.
Yeah. You know what's going on, don't you? You're breathing faster. Getting more excited. This is precisely what you discuss with your girlfriend, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. You told her that you had a naughty fantasy, and she wouldn't let you come until you told her what it was. And lo and behold, what you really wanted was to be made free use for a day. You wanted a bunch of hot doms to do whatever they wanted to you, naughty boy.
You have been such a good boy for her that she decided you deserved a gift. So, she talked to us about it. And we agreed that it was an excellent idea. We're all available right now.
And we think you're cute. So we agreed to participate. Now, we're gonna do what we want with you.
Glimmer, don't scare him. She doesn't mean it like that. We're not here to make you uncomfortable.
Relax, I'm not threatening him. He's really straining at his pants.
What Lupin said is essential, though. Since you never really agreed to everything in advance, you can tell us to stop at any time, and we will. Your girlfriend made sure that we knew you had to be safe and protected, so relax and enjoy. And if things get too intense, tell us, and we'll stop right away, all right?
On the other hand, if you like it, you still have to do what we say. You're ours. At least until we all get off this elevator. And right now, I'm a little frustrated. I think you should do something about that, since it's your fault. Don't you agree?
I know you're eager to please, aren't you? Here, let me help you. I'll just unbutton your shirt.
And I'll undo your belt. And fly. Oh my! Look at that little beast.
Little might be the wrong word. He looks hungry. He's drooling a little even.
Well, if you really need to come, you'd better show us a good time, don't you think? Here, let me help you lie down. Yes, right here in the elevator. No one's coming, don't worry.
You should go first, Lupin. He's got a thing for mommies, after all. Remember, little one, you have to get us all off before you're allowed to come. And we get to choose how. Understood? Good.
Oh, wait. I almost forgot. We need to get an audio recording of this so your girlfriend can listen later. That was part of her requirements. She wants to hear what a good boy you were for us.
Maybe I'm bad, but I want to torment him a little bit. So I'm going to take you in my mouth and make you feel so good.
This won't do. Your poor little tongue has nothing to do at all. Well, fortunately, I'm not wearing any panties. Let me just straddle that pretty little face of yours and...
Here, put your hand on my tits. That's a good boy. You can do two things at once.
Oh, fuck. His cock tastes so fucking good. And he's so hard. Where can I get a boy like this?
Fuck. Your cock is so hard in Alice's mouth, isn't it? I'm a little bit jealous. It makes me so wet to see how hungry you are for Lupin's pussy.
God, that's it, baby boy. You're not gonna just sit there, are you? That's it. That's it. Use your clever little tongue.
Look at him go. I've never seen him get turned on so fast. Your girlfriend is a very lucky woman. Don't stop groping me. I like it.
We're all fortunate today, aren't we?
She's such a good friend for letting us use her precious boy like this. God, I could suck this dick forever.
You better not. He's not allowed to come. Yet.
Just a little more. Just until Lupin comes.
Keep going. Use my tongue. Yes. Yeah. Keep going. Good boy. Fuck. Yes.
You did an excellent job. She's really panting. Nice work. But you're not done yet. Scoot over, Alice. You've had enough of his cock. I want it inside me so bad.
That's fine. I'll see if his tongue still has any energy left.
Now, I know my pussy's pretty great, but you better not come as soon as you're inside me. Let me just straddle you and...
Oh, fuck.
It seems like you're the one close to coming.
Shut up. You've got a good cock, little one.
Oh, God. That tongue. I kind of want to take him home.
Now. We have to return him in good shape later.
I'm going to ride every drop out of him. And his fucking amazing cock.
Oh, look at him. He's trying so hard not to come. Oh, keep that up. All right,
how adorable. Oh, you are doing so well for us. Keep going. Here, hold my hand if it'll help.
Don't come yet. I'm so close. So close. You're so good. Yeah. Thrust up inside me. Do it. Do it, little one. Fuck. Fuck. I'm coming.
You can come now, beautiful boy.
Oh, God. Oh, fuck.
my. What a mess you've made. Such a good boy to hold all that lovely cum in for so long.
Oh, fuck. He really filled me up, didn't he? But not before we told him to. Good job, little one.
I'm a little worn out. Look at his face. He's glistening with our juices, Lupin.
You look quite handsome like this, but we do need to clean you up before we let you go.
Here, let me take a picture. There. Now your girlfriend can see how well you pleased us and came for us.
Let me help you with your pants.
I can clean up his face.
And then we can all help him stand up. Feeling better now?
I'll just start the elevator again.